The Longmont Leader accepts contributions, photos, and op-eds for publication from community members, business leaders, and public officials on local topics. Publication will be at the discretion of the editor, and published opinions do not represent the views of the Longmont Leader or its staff. To submit a contribution, email info@longmontleader.com. A lot of people are really not familiar with libertarian philosophy, having only seen libertarians in the news. How that philosophy could be applied practically is also something not well known. Most libertarians are not libertarians, and some libertarians are really not libertarians. A distinction that will take another discussion to understand. The basic format will be to lay out a problem, issue, then lay out a possible different solution, then a word of wisdom, hopefully. Here is today's discussion. Recently, there have been more rounds of lawsuits filed against the Boulder County Commissioners over the questionable constitutionality of past ordinances. In the past, the state legislature has found it necessary to pass specific laws aimed at preventing the somewhat unilateral trend in Boulder County government to usurp the rights of citizens. The most recent lawsuits are over the hastily passed 5 ordinances against guns. Ordinance 4 creates gun-free zones. Ordinance 2 prohibits anyone under 21 from buying a firearm. These and the other 3 are all similar in that they are aimed at people who are breaking laws to begin with and would not be deterred by just another law. But, it makes you believe you are safer, and that is dangerous. Ordinance 4 is the most dangerous of all. Creating gun-free zones where anyone planning a shooting will be assured there will be no one there right away to stop them. Ordinance 2 is a slap in the face to every 18 to 20-year-old soldier, hunter, or other young gun owner who can responsibly handle their weapons. But, how would libertarian philosophy have affected these ordinances, if it was applied? First, basic libertarian philosophy teaches that the government that governs best, governs least. These feel-good laws will do little to actually change anything, as everything dangerous these perpetrators want to do, is against the law already. Those state and federal laws with their punishment promise were not enough to stop them. Why would county ordinances? Providing gun-free zones for perpetrators to target is a bad idea. Allowing only concealed weapons in a sensitive public setting would not frighten good citizens with open carry, which is a real phenomenon, yet allow for public defense and not potentially violate Second Amendment rights. Spending more money on early gun education in our schools and homes would do much more to prevent underage shooting than prohibitions easily worked around. NRA's Eddie Eagle program is a good example of an easily adapted program for all ages. Being educated about firearms is much preferable to being afraid of them. Dune, by Frank Herbert. I must not fear. Fear is the mind killer. Fear is the little death that brings total obliteration. I will face my fear.